months ago, a neighbor started sharing daily photo updates of the monarch butterfly she first witnessed as a caterpillar in her backyard. This is the backyard of a row home in Baltimore City, by the way. And so she took these pictures day in and day out, including that important stage of the chrysalis, this beautiful chrysalis that was a bright green color. And then finally, the beautiful butterfly making its way out of the chrysalis, where it had gone through a transformation over the course of 2 weeks. While all of us were stuck in this horrible pandemic, just to watch that nature is still taking its course and beauty is being produced and created was such a gift. Remember back in March when the stay-at-home orders went into effect and we all begrudgingly hunkered down? And then it went on and on and on. And our chrysalis period went on for 8 months and is surely set to continue for a while longer. And it no longer seems okay to live off of dreams of our future butterfly lives. We're also not yet free to live the life so many of us want to, where families gather and friends spend time together. Do you ever watch the movie Shawshank Redemption? It's one of those beautiful movies that has Morgan Freeman in it, and so it just makes it wonderful. And in the movie, there are these men who serve so much time in prison. They spend decades of their lives in prison, and so that by the time they are finally released, they are old. They are old, and they have spent a majority of their lives behind bars. And for some, the freedom is overwhelming. They don't know how to live in this new world. And so they don't. But the one character, the Morgan Freeman character, says these beautiful words once he is finally released. He says, "Get busy living or get busy dying." These three slaves in our parable today, which, by the way, the image is devastating, don't you think? Were any human master to act in this way, it would be reprehensible. But this is not a human master. It is a hyperbolic parable. No earthly master would give a slave or servant such huge amounts of money. It's tempting to think that the master was being stingy with the third, not trusting them to steward as much as the others, and so reasonable that last one would hoard it out of fear. But no, this is an incredible amount of money, even just one talent that third slave receives is equivalent to 20 years worth of wages. God has been so incredibly generous with us. God has given God's people so much since the very beginning, from the garden in which we were created, where God provided everything we could possibly need, and yet, in our selfishness, we sought to have the one thing that we could not. God was generous in freeing God's people from slavery in Egypt and then leading them through the wilderness to the promised land, providing water from the rock when they were thirsty, providing manna from heaven when they were hungry, Jesus feeding the 5,000. How can we not know that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love? The fault of the third is not incompetence or a lack of resources. No, the failure of the third is a fundamental misunderstanding of the master's nature. You all know people who live in fear like this third slave of the parable, who always want to save away for a rainy day, who fail to trust in the abundance that God will provide and are always trying to protect what they have, who are so incredibly cautious that it is paralyzing. But when we give of ourselves, God will provide the increase. You know that you all have those tendencies too. Sometimes. I think we're all more prone to it these days because we can't invest our God-given talents in the ways we're used to. But the invitation of Jesus for us today is this: get busy living. And if we're going to get busy living, by the way, we sure better avoid jeopardizing the life that God has given us. So yes, it can't be life as it was before or life as we want it to return to. We must wear masks and keep our distance. But there is so much that we can do. God is calling you out from your chrysalis in new ways. God has given you tremendous gifts and urges you to be bold in your witness. And God will provide the increase. That God's kingdom will be built among us and through us. Someone came by church this week with his monthly abundance of food to donate. And you know what he said? He said he can't go to sleep at night with the thought that someone is hungry and he could have done something about it. And he's not alone. There are many others. And an unbelievable generosity has poured out from another member I never would have imagined. Not just from himself, but in organizing others. Well done, good and trustworthy servants. There's another member who shared that every time she calls another member of our congregation, that person who receives the call is surprised. Why are you calling me? And she said, it's just what I do. It's something I can do. Well done, good and trustworthy servant. Our church council president has been coming in before work each morning and clearing out the trash cans and recycling and doing just general cleaning around the church. And another leader in the church pointed out that he has quite enough on his plate, and we can take care of that in other ways. Well done, good and trustworthy servants. Hear this. God has given you tremendous gifts. And we are reminded by Jesus that we are to use those gifts for the sake of our neighbor. Not sure what that looks like these days? We have some ideas, some specific ideas. From prayers, to posting comments on our worship services, to calling members, to serving as a sound technician for our worship services, to delivering groceries, to participating in a small group to grow deeper in your faith and inspire others, to learn more deeply about racial justice, to come to church to simply assemble the mail that gets sent from this place. So yes, stay masked, stay home, but don't bury your treasure. Get busy living. Let us see what God is doing through you. And may we say, well done, good and trustworthy servants. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.